This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Wayne Reeves with USDA ARS in Watkinsville, Georgia. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
It lowers their cost, saves on fuel, labor, and equipment costs. It increases their profit margins. Another reason is government programs for conservation programs for, like for example, EQIP dollars to tackle problems with water quality, or air quality, and the conservation security program, and also a time factor. They can farm more acres more efficiently if they don't have to do as many operations with the equipment.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
California and Arizona out in the far west, where they rely a lot on irrigation and high in input costs, they have less than 1% adoption. Then you move over to Texas and the High Plains area, and we have about 14% adoption. Go further east to the Mid-South, Mississippi, Arkansas, the Delta region, have around 30% adoption. And then the Southeast leads the nation in adoption of conservation tillage for cotton with roughly 45%.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Cotton especially responds very, very well to conservation tillage. However, it has to be site-specific, even site-specific within a field, using new technologies like precision agriculture. So having said that, some modification of the system can be developed for cotton grown anywhere, whether it's in California with flood irrigation or whether it's in coastal plain soil with a hard pan. But the keys that, in order to adopt that situation for the specific soil and climate, are going to be universally some form of producing residue, and some regions will require more residue production than others in order to be successful. The other thing would be increased management and understanding that it's a systems approach. It's not just stopping tillage. It's a very complicated systems approach to do this, and there's a law of unintended consequences. You change one thing and something else is going to change. That will be something that all producers will need to understand. And I think the thing is that there will be increased economic incentives maybe coming from the government in order to promote conservation tillage.